This is
Genatzet Hayer,
a toast to Armenia with Jano Kabinjian. A comprehensive look at the Armenian culture, only on the Ignotainment Media Network.
Genatzet Hayer, Pailuis Inchpesek. Hey, what a great show we had for you guys last week with Vartan Edzemyan. He gave us the inside scoop on California soccer, how our kids are playing out there on their big trip to Argentina. That was great stuff, and I got a lot of messages, a lot of Facebook likes on that saying, hey, that was good stuff, and I appreciate it, my friends. It's going to take people like you guys out there, my Armenian crowd out there, just to hit likes and tell us what you guys want to hear as well. Tell us what you guys want to hear about or see. That's what I'm here for. I'm trying to get a good show going for you guys out there. Our Facebook site is called A Toast to Armenia, and our iTunes is Armenia Proud. So that's what we got going, my friends. I got a special guest with us. And, you know, I found this gentleman, he's an Israeli. He does tour guides from Israel to Armenia, even to Nagorno-Karabakh. How about that? He does Georgia. The guy really loves that area, and he loves the people in that area. And his name is Yaron Weiss. And glad to have you on board here, Yaron.
Hi, good day. How are you?
Not bad at all. Yaron, I found you on Facebook, and I got to tell you, I really admired the work that you're doing in that area. I checked out your YouTube videos and so forth. It seems like you've really fallen in love with that region.
Yeah, I love this region, this beautiful region and beautiful people who live there. Mm-hmm. And I'm proud to be one of the Israeli guides who takes tourists from Israel and show them this, like, for me, it's like a paradise.
Paradise, place. Beautiful, beautiful. How many people from Israel or in the area there get on board on this tour guide to these areas, to like Armenia and Nagorno-Karabakh?
Every year there is thousands of Israeli people who fly for vacations and tour in this region. Most of them go to Georgia, but part of them goes also continue to Armenia as well.
And you said Nagorno-Karabakh, they go to Artsakh too then, huh?
Yeah, it's not so many, but in the last years, Artsakh became more popular for tourists.
It looks very beautiful. It looks very beautiful.
Yeah.
One other work that I really admired about seeing your Facebook site and so forth, Yaron, was your strong conviction about what's going on right now with the, you know, it's our 100th year anniversary coming up with the Armenian genocide, and how much conviction you have towards it, Yaron.
Yeah. You know, yesterday in Israel was the Memorial Day and the Holocaust Memorial Day, and our history, the Jewish history, and also the Israeli history and the Armenian history, is similar. And for me, it's a justice. If we are the Israelis and the Jewish people want that all the world would recognize the Holocaust, the genocide of the Jewish people in Europe, the same reason that we have to be the first nation who recognized the Armenian genocide. Unfortunately, many countries recognize the Armenian genocide, but Israel didn't do it yet for political reasons. And this is a big shame for the Israeli people and for the Jewish people. And this is this subject is just for justice. Justice for the Armenian and justice for the Israelis. And I cannot understand why my country cannot recognize it. It's not a political, it's only just a situation. And we and my friends also together, we work hard to change this situation that my country, I hope they will recognize the next year, the next week, before the 100 years anniversary. If not, I hope maybe later. We work hard for this, and I can tell you that the Israeli media, all the Israeli media, support this subject, and many Israelis that we tell them about the situation, the story about the Armenian people 100 years ago, all of them support the recognition. Actually, many people don't even know about it because they don't teach it in schools and don't talk about it oftenly. But now, the last 2 weeks in Israel, many people talk about it, and all the media and all the many people.
Well, let me ask you this:
all Israel, they support, and they support, and I want that you know, and many Armenians in the diaspora and around the world, that the Jewish people with you, the Israeli people with you. It's just the politicians who control us. They are cannot recognize because the relationship between Turkey and Azerbaijan, which is all of this is political, and that's it.
That's interesting. But I'd like to also ask you, about 5 minutes ago, you mentioned they don't teach it at school. Why don't they teach it at school about the Armenian genocide? I mean, for a country that would have so much involvement with atrocities that has happened to its own people, wouldn't they acknowledge what Hitler said, who remembers the Armenians? I mean, that was the foundation of what brought on the tragic Holocaust. I would think the schools would have in Israel bring that up as well. I don't understand that.
You are right. The former education minister of Israel, Yossi Sarid, tried to make it in schools and to teach it in school about the Armenian genocide because it's history fact and because it happened 30 years before the Holocaust.
Yeah.
And because it's a huge strategy of people, some of them live in Israel. He tried to do it, but after he finished his job, it been cancelled. Cancelled because a huge pressure of the Turkish government. Now the situation, it was 15 years ago. Now the situation is that there is no good relationship between Israel and the Turkish government. But there is a good relationship between Israel and Azerbaijan. Azerbaijan don't want the enemy of the Armenian people, and they against of recognition. They see themselves part of the Turkish nation, and this is the main reason that now in these days Israel don't recognize. And also and there also another subject that we work about it. About selling weapons from Israel to Azerbaijan, who wants to attack Armenia in Nagorno-Karabakh. This is also a big shame of Israel, and some people in Israel made an article in the media about it, who against it. And I hope also other people that the people who live in Israel will know about the fact about that about the this the fact that what happened in Israel, and will press the government don't sell weapons to nations who want to destroy neighbor nations.
Bravo, that's good.
Everywhere in the world, okay, if some nation declare, and President Aliyev declare every day he wants to destroy Karabakh. So every nation who wants to destroy the other nation, you mustn't sell him weapons. And this is also my goal, to tell everyone and to publicize that we mustn't sell weapons to Azerbaijan, and also, of course, recognize the Armenian genocide because it's a point of justice.
Well, that's great to hear, Yaron. I wish the majority of the Israel finally. What's it going to take, though? What's it going to take? What's it going to take for Israelis, for the Jewish people, not only in Israel but abroad, to just say, you know what, this happened. The Western diaspora of Jewish people out there, they have much influence into the Israel as well. Can the West Can the Western Jewish people, the population, do something about this as well?
Yeah, I'm very optimistic because in the past, the Jewish community in the United States, they support Turkish issues and was against, they support Turkish issues and didn't recognize the Armenian Genocide. Now, in the last year, they recognized the Armenian Genocide, not because Israel and Turkey became enemies, because they understand that if they want that
closure,
people recognize the Holocaust, and they should, they have to recognize the genocide, and of course, because it's a justice,
yes,
it's a historic fact. So they change the opinion. Because of that, I believe if they change the opinion, I believe that my government will change their opinion. In the last few months, the president declared in the United Nations that he recognized. He said, in Hebrew, he said genocide of the Armenian people. But his speech was a little bit problematic because he also
said about
Khojaly, which is.
Yeah.
Like a genocide, which is not, and it was a huge mistake of him. But I hope, because the president, before he was president, he was the speaker of the Knesset, of the parliament. He was one of the bigger supporters of this issue. And he's an honest man, and I don't think he knows the things
exactly,
about Khojaly,
yeah,
and about the lies about Khojaly. So I believe in the next week he will fix he will have a correction
on that, huh?
I hope in the 24th of April, I hope and I believe that he will make a speech and talk about this tragedy and not have
mixture with other political agenda. That's if he just focuses in on that and just leaves it at that. I think that's what we're looking for. Don't bring in Azerbaijan. You know, just bring up,
yes,
the genocide is what you're saying.
Yes.
Yaron, I talked to you on Facebook last time, and you mentioned something that was very interesting to me. You mentioned the Kardashians, Kim Kardashian, how she had her baby baptized. Not baby. He's probably 2-3 years old now. How old is he? He's around that age.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's around that age. He got baptized in Jerusalem, and
yeah,
it's kind of interesting because Armenians would be baptizing. Well, if you're in Armenia, go to Etchmiadzin, which is our holiest place in Armenia. But you brought up something. I want you to share this with us here on our show about this. This was kind of intriguing,
okay,
how you mentioned that to me.
Yeah, I think all these visits of Kim Kardashian, because she's famous, and so all these visits was because for a recognition of the Armenian Genocide. It was 2 weeks before the 24th of April. So her first destination was, of course, Armenia, and many people around the world talk about Armenia and also the connection to the 100 years anniversary of the genocide. And the second station of her trip was in Jerusalem, and I believe it was Jerusalem because it's very important for the Armenian people around the world, especially in the diaspora, that Israel will recognize the Armenian genocide. Actually, there is two countries that is much important for the diaspora for the recognition is the first United States and second Israel. United States because it's many of the people living in diaspora, especially you, of course, you live in the United States, and Israel, it's because Israel is like a twin nation of the Armenian people. We a nation who an old nation and had genocide as well in the same century. So it's very important. I talk with a lot of Armenians, very important to the Armenian people that the Jewish people and actually the Israeli, the state of Israel will recognize it. And I believe this was her goal of journey because she, as you said, she could baptize her daughter in Achimia team. She could do it a month, a year ago, in the next month, in the next year. Why she did it last week? She did it because the connection of the unrecognition of Israel. She did it because the 100 years anniversary.
And also that somehow the Jewish population, the Israeli population, will know of the Armenian people as well. There was a time when you mentioned to me that people don't even... this was really strange for me to really comprehend when you told me that people in Israel don't even know who Armenians are. And that I found that a little bit weird. Can you get into that a little bit?
Yeah, many people, I don't know if many people don't really know who is the Armenian. They know there are people who live in the Caucasus region. They even don't know that most of the Armenians, actually don't live there. They live in the diaspora. And some of them ask me, are Armenian, are they Muslim? They don't really know.
That's crazy.
We don't learn it in school, because we don't have a good relationship with Armenia. Actually, unfortunately, we have a relationship with the enemies of Armenia. So this is the reason people even don't know about it. But now, in the last 2 weeks, many people in Israel read about the genocide and feel a huge shame that Israel is not recognized. I can assure you, all the media in Israel support this issue. And wow. This is the reason I'm very optimistic. I don't know if it will be in the next week, because before the 24th of April, because now we don't have actually a government. You know, it was election in Israel last month, and now they established new government. But I hope in the next government, after they will establish it, Israel will recognize it, because it's a question of justice, and there is no reason in the world why don't do it. And we will continue to press. Actually, we don't have any budget. We are all of our people, we are a volunteer with the Armenian community in Israel. We work together, and I believe the justice will win.
Well,
in the history, every time, even in the Holocaust, even in genocide, the justice won. Okay, now we have two independent countries. You have Armenia and we have Israel after two genocides in the last century. So I believe the justice will win, and also all the world will recognize. And also, I believe in the end, Turkey will recognize this. And the people in Turkey will learn about it, what happened in history. The same like what happened in Germany, when the Germany people understand what the parents of them done, and they start to learn about it in schools and felt shame. This thing will happen in Turkey as well.
Well, I
believe it will be.
I definitely believe that it will happen. I would have to think, though, that Israel and the Jewish population would have to put that in their history book somewhere, though. I realize what you're saying, that they have ties with Turkey and so forth, but it comes with education as well into the schools and so forth. The gentleman you mentioned, that God bless him. I mean, that's the type of people that we need into the schools to know. I mean, how could you even think Armenians would... some even question them being Muslim. I mean, these are Armenians. I got to tell you, as you well know, Yaron, they're like the engineers of the Christianity. They come with the blueprints of Christianity, and for anyone to think that is really a point to where they're not even educated about Armenia at all. They don't know anything about the Armenian people, and that's where the core has to start. I mean, it's very important that in the next 2 weeks, and every time during this remembrance of the genocide pops up, that we think about the Armenians. But this has got to be taught into the schools as well, that, hey, there was a crazed man named Adolf Hitler that looked at the past of the Armenian past about the genocide, and that's where he got his blueprints to do the Holocaust. And the schools in Israel have got to teach their kids that. I mean, that's they have to work hand in hand, like you said earlier. But it all starts in the education system.
Yes, I'm agree with you. This is, of course, a question of education. And I remember when I was in school, we didn't learn about the genocide. School, actually, I learned about it when I was grown up. And this is so this is the reason that many people don't even know about it and know about it. I mean, people, you have to understand, we are not a Christian nation, so we don't know. Many people don't even know who is the first Christian nation. But with this fact, there is of course many Israelis who know and who feel shame and wants that. I can tell you that everyone who knows who is the Armenian and about the genocide, everyone wants that Israel will recognize. Wow. Every people don't understand why the government not recognize. But actually, the question is a question of education, because you know, in Turkey, the situation in Turkey is not they want to hide the genocide. This generation who live now in Turkey, they even don't know about it. Okay, they delete. Okay, 100 years ago, they delete history of 1,000 years in what's so-called Turkey, yeah, which is, of course, Western Armenia. They delete all the towns, all the villages, all the monasteries. Now live there Turkish people, Kurdish people. They didn't even know that in these places used to be, it was part of Western Armenia, and people, Armenian people used to live there. So the problem is not because the Turkish is against the Armenian or against the recognition about the Armenian genocide. The problem with the Turkish people is that they even don't know what happened 100 years ago. And this is the reason why we around the world, you in the United States, us in Israel, and of course in every place in the world, we have to talk about it, and we have to press hard to our governments to recognize the Armenian genocide, because I believe when my government and your government will recognize, and yes, other countries will do it, and of course Turkey will do it as well.
Well, I tell you what, I hope so, Yaron, and God bless people like you in Israel that are working hand in hand and trying to make this happen as well. It starts at the home front, and when we have your own Weisses out there that do care and care about justice. You mentioned the word justice periodically throughout the time that we've been talking here, and you know what? That's all we're asking for here is justice. And people like you are going to make it happen. I mean, Israel will notice this one day, and I hope it's sooner now than later. But it's going to take, like I said, people like you and the education system and so forth, to hear Armenians affiliated with Muslims. I mean, that's just crazy for me to even comprehend. And it's like I said, it's education is a priority in Israel to have the people understand what went down. I appreciate it very much, Yaron. So what's your game plan now? Are you headed back to Armenia? Are you headed to Artsakh? Are you headed to Georgia? What do you got going right now?
I just came back from Georgia, and I'm going to visit this year two times in Armenia. And of course, next year I'm going to be in Jerusalem for the Memorial Day. I live in the north part of Israel, in the Galilee, so I'm going to next Friday to Jerusalem to the ceremony of the 100th anniversary of the Armenian Genocide with my Armenian and Jewish friends, and I hope that also the Israeli president will join to this ceremony, and I'm very optimistic, and God bless you, God bless Armenia, God bless United States of America and Israel.
Thank you very much, Yaron. Thank you very much, and great to have you on our show. And I hope to call you in the future too. If you folks are out there and go to Yaron Weiss's site, if you're thinking about going on any type of tour to Israel, to Armenia, to Artsakh, I've seen his YouTube videos. It's beautiful. I mean, the lands, the the places that he's around. It's unbelievable, folks. Yaron Weiss, thank you very much, my friend.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
Wow. What a guest we had there, right? I tell you what, Yaron's doing a good job, and he's helping the cause out. And unfortunately, that's the end of our show. We ran into a little longer segment, but I tell you what, it was a segment that I couldn't stop. It was well worth it. Folks, visit us. Visit us. Make it happen on Facebook page, A Toast to Armenia. Put a big like on it for us. I mean, it's people like you that are going to make this show possible. And go to iTunes, go to Armenia Proud. That's our podcast show. It's called Armenia Proud. Pretty easy. And if you want to email me with some suggestions, which I'm always open for, I need to know what's on your mind, email me at info@armeniaproud.com. Okay, that's info@armeniaproud.com. And that's our show for this week, my friends, episode 3. I tell you, it was a good one. We're going to have more special guests on our show. Can't wait to hear from you guys out there, too. Kishir Party, my friends.
Tune in next week for another episode of
Genatzet Hayer,
A Toast to Armenia with Jano Kabinjian. You can find the show online at www.armeniaproud.com or download and subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher for Android. This is the Ignotainment Media Network.